we have Ann Morrison here for our science blog, Twiland.info on the front page of NutriMedical. And I'm sure we have some interesting things to talk about today. What's our lead stories?
Well, we have a reemergence of H1N1. It's in Panama. We have several poisons to talk about. One of them has to do with glyphosate, stool softener, and ricin, and the overgiant hogweed plant. Bet you never heard of that one.
No, that's unusual.
And then we have three articles on Zika. Very interesting, and I hope it makes a difference in how people who have it are treated here in the United States. And then the climate. We're heading into a giant dome of hot weather for the next 2 weeks. And normally you just get one of these things and it lasts 2 or 3 days and then you get a cold front going through. They say there's not going to be any cold fronts. We're just going to be hot and humid.
Now, which part of the U.S. will be covered by this dome?
From the West Coast to the East Coast, from Mexico to Canada.
Wow, sounds like maybe America's under some kind of judgment. Would you think the Abominator, Hillary, Rotten, Clinton are part of that?
Well, I don't know about that. They tried to explain it on the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the benefit of that.
Do they think it's, again, a jet stream issue? I call it the lensing effect, where the jet stream spins around and literally doesn't allow the mixing of air, so you ended up with the increasing lensing or heating up of under that dome, if you want to call it, because the jet stream circles around on itself?
Well, no, this is just the jet stream is not circling. It's just got a high ridge, and the ridge is over the middle of the United States, over
so
the
it's
Midwest.
So it's a kind of a ridge that rises up. In other words, the jet stream is covering most of the U.S., is what you're saying, so that below that jet stream is hot.
Below that, yeah, we've got heat coming in from the Gulf of Mexico. Now, they said that part of the problem is that, we're through with El Nino, and El Nino disappeared really fast. Now, normally you would expect El Nino, which is a warm current of water coming up the west coast of the United States, to produce more moisture, that is, more water vapor in the air because it evaporates. The warmer the water, the more evaporation you get.
Right.
Well, we don't have that, so we don't have a lot of evaporation from the west coast into the air. And then on the east coast, they have a really interesting phenomenon, and I'm sure that you've heard about it. It's called the Saharan dust. Saharan dust from Africa.
Right.
And they say they were talking about the hurricane season, and they said, you know, the East Pacific, it has three named storms right now, and one of them is a hurricane. In the Atlantic, there's nothing, and they have these pictures that show the Saharan dust coming off of Africa. So we've got a wind, you know, a trade wind that normally would be full of moisture, but this is not full of moisture. This dust just dries out the air over the Atlantic, so there's no way that a hurricane can form. Well, that means that there's no water coming in from the Atlantic, and the only water vapor we're going to get is going to be from the Gulf of Mexico. So we're going to be hot. They're talking about temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above normal, you know, throughout the country. And, our normal temperature here in the Midwest, in St. Louis, would be in the low 90s. So that means we're going to be in the high 100s, you know, maybe. They show 101 on Friday. And then if you factor in the moisture that comes up from the Gulf of Mexico, they say the heat indices are going to be they're going to be above 110.
So we're going to see some heat exhaustion, heat shock issues. We're going to see some climate effects and crops. And we're going to see some, if you want to call it, the start of maybe what we call climate refugees.
Well, I actually wouldn't mind moving north right now. The other thing is to remember that when it gets hot, transformers on the power lines fail,
right.
when they get hot, and then when people turn on their air conditioning, and so then you get an overload on the grid, transformers fail. And in fact, my neighbor across the street was out of power for 24 hours because his transformer failed yesterday.
And that's why I tell people, at the very least, the first step in power separation is to get propane tanks, and I've got two 500-gallon tanks, and a 20-kilowatt Generac generator. And the next step is to use a solar or solar to hydrogen with a hydrogen fuel cell, so you actually create solar and then convert to hydrogen and put it in a fuel cell as your power generator. You can put it in a hydrogen tank. They now have new adsorbing hydrogen tanks, so that's possible. Wind generation, we talked last year with Professor McKenney. I haven't heard anything further on his project, but wind generation is very possible in many parts of the world where there's even low velocity winds can be collected by some of these new circular wind type systems. But people need to realize the power grid system as it is needs to be redesigned completely. The grid system can't survive extreme weather or temperatures. It can't survive terrorism. You can simply go along with a shotgun and blast a bunch of these step-down transformers, and the power corporations don't have enough replacement material to actually maintain the grid. So if you're a terrorist, you don't need to blow up a nuclear plant. You just need to go along with a shotgun in your car and out the window, boom, boom. And that's the end of that power step-down transformer. It's gone.
Well, and that happened, you know, after the nuclear plant there at San Onofre quit, after they decided they were going to decommission it. By the way, they have not decommissioned it.
Right.
They don't dare decommission that. They'll never decommission it, because where else are they going to store all that hot radioactive material? But anyway, Arizona, there is a nuclear power plant in Arizona that was supplying, California was buying power from that nuclear power plant. And there was a substation that went down, and California did not get any power. And they sent a technician out to see why the substation quit. And it was just a matter of a switch had gotten thrown or something like that. You know, it was a mechanical error. But we're very susceptible to things when it gets hot. We're very susceptible to worker fatigue. We're susceptible to heat exhaustion, like you said. And I recommend everybody, talk to Dr. Bill or John Moore and find out what kind of backup power generation you need in case the grid goes down, because it's very, very likely that the grid will go down in the next 2 weeks.
Right. It's actually pretty easy to put in a Generac generator and put in a transfer switch. Mine has an automated switch thing. In 4 seconds, it'll pop on with full power. And because it generates 20 kilowatts, it's enough for 4 to 5 homes. So my neighbors, if they have long enough power cord, can get some power over, maybe to maintain so their food won't die. And I got a bunch of what we call extra long plugs. So you just plug it into the side of the generator, and you've got power that can go, because we have an 8-home gated community. The worst thing that can happen when you're in that situation is that your refrigerator goes out, or we have a next-door neighbor who's on all kinds of respiratory care. She's in her 80s, and she has to have power. So if the power goes out, they're very lucky that Deagle has a 20-kilowatt generator that'll kick on in 4 seconds.
Yeah, we decided not to do that. We decided to do a manual startup of the generator. The problem is when the grid comes back on, sometimes it doesn't kick over correctly.
Mine's got an automated system that automatically won't do that. It's got a good, nice transfer switch from Generac.
So
you get it professionally installed, it'll shut it off immediately, and it does its own automated tests and everything. So I can tell you that I'm really happy with it. Even before you get solar panels, solar panels are extremely expensive. You can spend, for our home and our business, which is here, a 5,000 square foot home and business, it would be easy, $160,000 to $200,000 for solar and the solar backup batteries, because you have to have batteries, otherwise you only have power as long as you have sunlight. And that's the problem with people that buy these contracts with the power company. If the power grid goes down and you get solar panels, you don't have power. Even if you have solar panels on the outside of your home or in your yard, because even though you can generate power, unless you have battery systems, which is quite a bit more expensive, ideally what I'd like to see is a switch to solar to hydrogen. So you have hydrogen tanks, and then you can generate power from your hydrogen.
That's a good idea. I'm working with...
Yeah.
I'm working with fellow hams in the club that I belong to, and several of them. I mean, it's just a small subset of the number of people. I mean, we have 50 people in our club, and there's maybe 10 that have bought solar panels, and they know how the systems go together. They know how they work. You know, it's just like a Tinker Toy set to them.
Oh yeah.
And then they want to run them because if the grid goes down, the cell towers will go down. And if the cell towers go down, then you don't have communication. And so we want to be able to back up our ham radio operation so that we can transmit emergency traffic.
Right, because you're a ham radio operator, too. That's right. It's very important. Because if the ham system goes out, everything's gone. You mentioned about Panama H1N1 flu, death toll 42. This is a kind of return of the flu from 2009, isn't it? Is it the same one or a little different version with maybe different temperature it grows at or a different receptor binding domain genes? What's different about this flu compared to the one in 2009?
Well, it's now 2016, and so I have not been able to get information on what variety of H1N1 this is. We know that in 2009 they changed the vaccine to H1N1 PDM09, and so that apparently was the new H1N1, and I'm assuming that's what they're getting, but I don't know because yes. I can't get information. I mean, the articles I'm getting are electronically translated from Spanish to English. They have hospitalization is 1,800, and deaths are 42, and they say that they don't have enough vaccinations. They've used up all of the doses that they had for the vaccine, and I'm assuming that's the latest last year's vaccine that we used here. And they were supposed to get an additional 200,000 doses. Now, in some cases, and this is important for people to understand, if people are really concerned and want to get vaccinated, and I'm not recommending that, but I'm saying that if they do, and then there's no vaccine for them, that can cause riots, and because of vaccine shortages. And in fact, not in Panama, but in Ecuador, people went to the border with Colombia, and they walked around the border control, and they went into Colombia and bought what they needed and came back. That's how bad it is in Ecuador right now.
Really? And that's with the flu you're talking about?
Yeah, it was mostly food. But the same thing will happen if the vaccines aren't there. You're going to go to where you can get them.
Right. Well, veteran vaccines basically are anti-pathogenics. For example, we have not only our Neutrodyne, Alcimet, and Silver 100, we have NutriDefense that blocks the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, NutriDefense, and we have an avian immunoglobulin that covers all 26 major human pathogens with transfer factors and immunoglobulins to make your NK killer cells actively be able to seek and destroy the virus pathogens, whatever. And that's, to me, it's a better strategy than the idea of thinking the vaccine's going to save you. And in fact, what they discovered with the flu is that it's only younger people that get even an antibody response, and may only last 8 to 10 weeks. And older people or young people don't show any antibody response, and we don't know if that's connected to an increased population of natural killer cells that can kill the virus off. So,
well, that's right, and I think that we need to remind our listeners that they need to get your products now before they need them.
Yeah, because disaster is coming, and I think that we're going to have multiple plagues. This is the end times, and people need to realize that we're seeing the emergence of both animal and human plagues like crazy all over the world, including Candida auris, also weird plants. You mentioned here warnings in Asian Canada about the over-giant hogweed plant. What's the story there? It almost sounds like a B-movie, but what's going on?
Well, apparently this thing, it was brought into Canada and then into the United States because people thought it looked very attractive. It grew very tall. It might grow 20 feet tall, and then it would bloom.
Whoa.
And the flowers were like pizza size. And so you can imagine how many seeds were in each flower. And what that's called an invasive plant, because when the seeds were blown by the wind, they could spread out through a mile. And right. So it every year it gobbles up another mile.
Yeah,
and so it's what is called UV toxic. That means that it doesn't start to blister you until you get out in the sunlight.
Right, it's photoactive. Like I mentioned the other day, both metabolites in your body, medical drugs that doctors give, because most doctors have zero knowledge about photoactivation of medications they give, like Levaquin and oxyfloxacin and other drugs. They don't realize when you give these drugs, including some cardiac drugs, they're photoactivated, but this is a photoactivated natural toxin from these giant hogweed plants, and apparently it can cause severe burns or even blindness. That's nasty, isn't it?
It's very nasty. Like you said, it's phototoxic, and once it gets on your skin and your skin gets out in the sun, you can get severe dermatitis, blisters that form within 48 hours, lack of purply scars that can last for several years, and it can even cause temporary or even permanent blindness should any of the sap get into the eyes. Now, they put out a warning. I have to tell you, Canada and the United States, they put out a warning every year. So why are they saying it this year? Why are they sending it out nationwide? Well, it's because, one, we've got more UV coming down.
Right.
So it's turning the sap phototoxic sooner. And the other thing is that it's extending itself a mile at a time. So, you may not even recognize it because you haven't seen it before, but it could be a mile away, and you get one seed, and you've got problems.
You get one seed that lands on you, and you got sap on you, and it's going to burn.
It's going to burn, and it's not a little sunburn either. It's a third-degree burn because you get scars, and you have to be able to... I'm not sure what they treat it with.
Well, most of them are local cytokines, and topically, I would give pregnenolone and curcumin cream, and I'd prevent secondary infection with Silver 100 spray on the area, and the curcumin and pregnenolone cream on top of the Silver 100 would stop it from progressing. They internally take Cell Defense Plus, and it is an anti-inflammatory internally to top the cytokines, because it's the cytokines that your body releases that causes the damage. It's not just the chemical photoactivated, it's your own cytokines that destroy the tissue, believe it or not, your own cells and tissues, and the toxic cytokines from your immune cells is what destroys the tissue. Interesting, hey?
Very interesting.
Back in a moment. It's like a new movie script.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus, Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Back, there's some really weird bugs going on. These are one of the many end-time plagues, Burkholderia sipacea. Apparently it's a soil bacteria, but it also infects immunocompromised hosts. I remember something vaguely that affects animals, too. But Burkholderia apparently got into Dulcolax tablets. Tell us about that story, and because that's pretty weird. It means the doctors are advised not to use Dulcolax liquid stool softeners because this stuff is toxic.
Yes, they have put out a warning to clinicians not to use the liquid Dulcolax stool softeners, but they haven't put it out to the public yet. But I want to get ahead of this and let people know that that it's contaminated. Now, they don't know how it got contaminated.
Right.
They're going to be looking to find out where it got contaminated, and apparently it's all over. I mean,
right.
it's not just in one laboratory or one hospital. And so if you if people get infections that are caused by this sipacea, especially if you have non-cystic fibrosis patients, then you should not use it because it can be fatal.
Right.
And what they're asking the hospitals to do is to save all the Dulcolax products used in the facility so that they can test them and find out which ones are contaminated. And this is a big change to routine because you go into the hospital.
It's standard of care, right? Yeah.
It's standard health care.
Right.
And they don't know.
You're going to lay in bed, you're going to need a stool softener, you're going to pile up a stool to your eyeballs. Basically.
Well, yes.
We have another one, interesting story of here about a Boulder man making ricin. Now, if you take the castor bean, the process to make ricin is incredibly easy. So this guy, this is my thesis, having read your little article, is that this was probably a young person who was radicalized to become a terrorist or a bomber of some kind and thought he'd make a ricin thing. You put the powder into an envelope and send it to somebody. If they simply get the ricin in contact with their body, it will kill them in usually 24 to 36 hours, and they won't even know why they're dying. Apparently, this young 18-year-old Boulder man died after intentionally ingesting the poison ricin. My guess is he probably was messing around with it because he's a cold radicalized terrorist and decided that it was time for him to expose people to this stuff and kill people. Again, we're seeing more and more people. By the way, they don't have to be Muslim. They can just be radicalized, or young people think they have a bone to pick. It's an interesting psychological situation. Now that people are well-fed, are amused with everything from cell phones to movies to everything, boredom is turning people into addicts for violence and disturbed behavior, including terrorism. In other words, if you look in here in a third world country and you see the reason why Black Lives Matter, other people are protesting in America, you'll think they're bonkers. The reason is that we've decided that in our boredom, it's time to radicalize the population and go to becoming haters or think of violence and how to not get along with other people because we're bored. And I think boredom is one of the driving reasons why people do crazy stuff that doesn't make sense, including radicalization of people in Islam. They basically are bored to the point where the only way they can feel alive is if they have a taste of death or can give it to somebody else. It's bizarre, but unfortunately true. So
that is really bizarre. This has gained notoriety because it was featured prominently in the television series Breaking Bad.
Right. Yeah, Breaking Bad. He talked about that. And in fact, the police were concerned because he actually showed a lot of the steps on how to make rice and poison on the Breaking Bad miniseries. And afterward, there was a surge of rice and manufacturing by people around the country, just kind of messing around. Trying to be like, Heisenberg, I think was his name in the show. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle, quantum mechanics. And yeah. Heisenberg was this chemist guy who was a high school professor and a genius, but he went bad because he ended up with an illness and was not disrespected by his cohorts and his corporation. So he decided, hey, I'll make a ton of money making illegal drugs. And I'll make the best blue meth on the planet.
And that's what he did.
Yeah, Crystal Blue Persuasion was a song they played when the show ended, last series.
Yeah, I think they might try to pick it up again.
Yeah, it's a scary series, to be honest with you.
There's
parts that make the hair stand up in the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about Utah Zika-related deaths and more in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You gotta let me go.
We have an interesting story here about Zika from Utah. Tell us the story, Ann, because this raises some questions and issues. You know, the thing is, we always look for better questions. You see, I tell people the most important thing is not to seek the answers first, but the best questions when you see something that looks anomalous. What's the story here about Utah?
Well, this is the first death in the United States. And the man had Zika. He did test positive for Zika. Apparently, they opened up his skull and looked at his brain, and they found lesions on it.
Uh-oh.
But because he was elderly and because he had other diseases, they're not sure what the exact cause of death is. I mean, they think that Zika may be involved, but they're not sure. And in the next... Well, yeah. And... So they're very concerned because normally people don't die of Zika unless they are fetus or they get meningitis or encephalitis or something like that.
But they might have an indolent form of it, though. We don't know, for example, at Cornell University, 4 years ago, they discovered that 28% of the people that die of dementia are growing one or more viruses in their brain they can culture out. 28% is a lot.
Yes, and usually what doctors will do is they'll say, well, this person is over 65 and they have had other serious complications from diseases. They've had cancer or one thing or another. And so they don't even look for a cause of death. They just say, well, this must be that, and they write it down. That's all you hear, unless they do an autopsy. They don't even know there's a virus in the brain.
Well, they had obviously someone working on a PhD to start to look to say, how much of the cases of dementia are actually activated chronic viruses, both RNA and DNA, that are causing neurodegenerative changes that may be the primary cause of death or a major contributing factor? You know, there can be multiple causes causing a death syndrome, not only vascular disease elsewhere, but neurodegeneration, and it might be a major contributor. We don't know.
We don't know. But the fact that he has Zika and that he died means that that's the first death in the United States. And I hope that they'll be thinking, you know, the Congress adjourned for the summer, and they did not authorize the $2 billion that the CDC and the NIH asked for to fight Zika.
So I think the Congress is very incompetent, don't you? They should have impeached Mr. Comey from the FBI and Loretta Lynch from the Department of Justice. They should have appropriated the money for Zika. They also should make a public statement about how America should refurbish NATO even before Trump becomes president to deal with terrorism now that we've had another bunch of killings in Nice. I mean, it's obvious the next target is probably going to be inside America, most likely in the stadium or a big shopping center like Mall of the Americas or a public place, and a lot of people are going to die, and it's going to be idiots like Obama and Hillary Clinton and the inaction of Congress that's going to be responsible.
Well, you did hear about the 37 cities that are going to hold protests today, tonight. The ones in St. Louis will start at 6.
Protests against what?
These are the Black Lives Matters protesters and everybody else who's out there wanting to disturb, you know, disturb civil authority, people who want to go after cops.
Black Lives Matter is a terror organization. Their leaders need to be tried and imprisoned if necessary, and George Soros needs to be extradited, grabbed by Delta Force, and taken over here and put in our prisons. That's the end of it. And as far as I'm concerned, the fact that Obama met for 3 hours, I think, on Wednesday, is disgusting. This man is a monster. He fans the fuel of racial division rather than dealing with solutions to the problem. It's just, it's seen what Obama's done in the last 7.5 years of his so-called presidency.
Well, okay, there is a fellow, and you might know his name. His name is Larry Klayman, and he's
I posted up the other day. Larry Klayman's filed a lawsuit against, with the former Department of Justice prosecutor, against Obama, and the former head of the Department of Justice as well as the FBI, and both Obama, and I think also
Sharpton.
Yeah, a lot of people are being filed against. They're actually amplifying this racial issue. And the idea that the cops are now not doing their job of policing many areas, a lot of black men are additionally going to die because it's usually black-on-black violence that's presented by proper policing. And a lot of the police themselves are black, and they're not given proper respect by the people locally. I think the solution is interface with local militia that are right from the community, armed militia with both non-lethal and lethal weapons under the control and affiliate with the police. I think that we need to start, you know, a social program where we fund women who can have a man in the house even if they're not married, number one. Number two, that we need to start getting better schools so they're not falling apart like those schools in Detroit so the kids aren't getting a proper education. We need to have on-site policing so that the high schools and middle schools don't have violent thug gangs so the kids can't study or learn. Unless they join a gang, that's what's happening in these communities. We need to have proxy fathers that come in and act as like adoptive fathers to these kids that don't have a father. So those are, you know, concrete solutions that don't necessarily cost money, but there's a change in policy. And then we need to have what I call a reverse tax. I'm not talking about a minimum wage, I'm talking about a reverse tax so people have enough money to have a decent life. We're not talking about whether they work 40 hours a week. Below a certain income, you should get a reverse tax to get a certain amount of money. And we're not talking about communism. We're talking about the idea you can buy food, and you also have to make sure that you can buy food, not booze or drugs or other things. That these have to be tagged and tracked to make sure they're bought for the specific things they're intended for. Because right now, the food stamps, people are buying booze with them or using them and exchanging them so they can get money for drugs.
Yes. There's a lot of problems in our communities, but this guy has filed suit in a federal district court in North Texas, in the North Texas federal
right.
district. And he says that the action alleges deprivation of civil rights, Fifth Amendment violations, promoting terrorism, and assault. And they want all of those people to pay. I'm glad that somebody's doing that. He's a well-known activist, and John Moore said this morning that he had actually worked with him, had met him, and shook his hand.
Larry Klayman's serious. And he'll bring this forward. Do you have some further things about Zika virus in the Caribbean? What's the story there?
This is going to make men shake in fear. I'm going to make it as strong as I can.
Right.
Okay. This was on the French island of Guadeloupe in the Caribbean Sea, and they had a woman who had Zika, and she agreed to some testing.
Right.
So what they did was that they tested. They tested fluids from her
vagina.
Genital area.
Yes.
A genital swab, an endocervical swab, and a cervical mucus sample. And they collected them long enough, day 11, so about 2 weeks, and the patient's blood and urinary samples tested negative, whereas her cervical mucus still tested positive.
Which means she could still make infect a male with Zika virus through his penis, and not only that, can infect his testicles and his sperm, and she can be a long-term carrier of Zika virus even though her blood test is cleared now.
That's right, and I have been promoting putting Zika on the STD list. I mean, all they have to do is sign a piece of paper that says Zika is now added to the STD list, and the doctors know what to do.
Right.
You know, they cancel the patient, and then they get the list of partners, and then they contact the partners, and it's all very discreet, and they certainly need to be doing that, because if they're right and the woman with Zika could become a chronic Zika virus carrier, then that means that every partner she has could get Zika. I mean, this might be for the rest of her life. And it also means that she would be unable to carry a normal child. Because the Zika...
Yeah, we don't know how long it's going to persist. If it persists long-term and it gets in the cervical glands, for example, and stays in that site forever, it means she has a long-term STD. Now, I want people to understand, we have antipathogenics that will kill the Zika virus. Nitriodine, alisibid, and silver 100 will kill it, both vaginal douches and orally. And what we've had is we've had people just taking our Allicin med only, but they've had recurring vaginal herpes infections, both type 1 and type 2, and they've gone into complete remission with no further lesions. Now, I can't tell you if they stop it after a few years if it comes back, but I'll make a bet if we did PCR tests to see if the Zika virus was present after taking our antipathogenics, I would guarantee they would go negative. So
the PCR test is on the blood.
Right, but you should also be doing it on the endocervical swabs and so on, too, because what happens is PCR will show if even there's DNA present, RNA or DNA present of the Zika virus, rather than just the ability to culture it up. Because culturing it isn't as near as accurate as measuring the presence of RNA or DNA.
Well, I think that with this now on the table, I think there's going to be a bigger push to get Zika listed as an STD, because men aren't going to want to take this chance.
Well, if you wanted to do population control, this is a big move, because the most rapidly growing single area population in the world is South America, more so than relative percentage-wise India or China, although they're bigger populations. The fastest growing population in South America, isn't it?
And the if you don't, I mean, if you wipe out women's ability, if you make them barren, or if you make them unable to reproduce a normal child, then you're wiping out the race. This is racial extinction.
Yeah, I think that what people should start to grasp here, the powers that be, which go right up all to the transdimensional demonic entities that are overlords of our world, have made an intention to terminate the human race, at least most of it, and then to make an underclass of what I call transhuman cyborgs for the slave class, and life extension and cybernetic enhancement, as well as genetic enhancement for a demigod super race of proto-humans in the future. And if people think this is centuries off, they're fools. It's only decades off. The world in 2030... or 2040 will be look so much different than now. You think it will transit across centuries?
Well, yeah, I think our people will be living like animals. I think they'll degress into a third world condition.
Yeah, well, I think that human beings' lifespan will be shortened for the average population, and for the cybernetically and genetically enhanced, they'll be limitless. And what I'm concerned about, in fact, we talked about this with Dr. Ron Klatz, who I'll have on the show soon, the president of the A4M Academy, when I wrote my article on the Song of DNA, which talks about a life extension clinic we're going to build south of the Mexican border, probably in Ensenada, is we're literally within 5 to 20 years of zero senescence, where human beings don't have to disease or die anymore. They'll die of violence. Serious infections are not appropriately treated. starvation and war and stupid moves like jumping off the side of a cliff with a bat suit on. But they won't die of typical illnesses like heart disease or dementia or aging anymore or osteoarthritis. And the diabetes, they'll die of other causes. Now, they did an actuarial table and they found with our current level of accidents and stupidity, the average person could live 476 years, but they're not going to live forever. Only one person in 10,000 with our current level of danger will live to be 10,000 years. And if the danger increases, that could contract significantly. So people may not live more than 70 or 80 years, but they're going to look really good before they die.
Well, okay. The next article has to do with the... We had talked about platelets, and they had noticed that people with Zika had low platelet counts. And now they have decided that Zika does cause low platelet counts, and you can die from that. Now, usually what happens is if you have low platelet counts is that if you get a bruise or something, you'll hemorrhage out, and pretty soon you'll have bruises all over your body.
So you're talking about thrombocytopenia, which means the thrombocytes in their bone marrow actually are being destroyed so that they're actually making less platelets.
And what we decided, what we talked about was that Zika may hide in the bone marrow as a, because of this finding on the platelets. The platelets diminish as the Zika virus lives in the body. And the only place that, Zika can affect the platelet count is in the bone marrow.
Wow, that's interesting.
So that's,
that's really interesting. So, wow.
So if you, you know, you can't get Zika out of the bone marrow. There's no way. I mean, absolutely no way. And so you tell them again what they can take of the nutraceuticals.
Right. Well, the first thing in terms of stopping Zika infections, start with Allicin Med, a capsule three times a day. Neutrodyne, 15 drops three times a day. And Silver 100, one spray or 3 drops per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day, and NutriDefense, 1 capsule to 2, 3 times a day. High-dose Power C and the catechin in the NutriDefense actually blocks all RNA and DNA viruses from attaching to the receptor binding domain. It disrupts the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, the components in it. It blocks the Fenton reaction, allows passages to enter tissue planes, and it has the most powerful stimulant of NK killer cell activity to kill pathogens and cancer. So, we have that now. Of course, the population is getting weaker. We have now polytoxins from the environment. We've got scalar toxins from smart meters and cell phones. And now we're going to have this heat dome. I'm looking at the map you provide here. Wow, this looks pretty scary. It goes as far north as like almost to Bismarck, North Dakota. And it goes as far east as looks like St. Louis. And wow, it looks like it's even going all the way through to Atlanta. And then on the west coast, it looks like it goes down south of Denver along the Rocky Mountains here. I don't know how far does it go all the way to the west coast, because this map doesn't show it. It shows Texas, but I don't see the whole west coast. Oh, here it is now. Oh. I see a different one. I see another heat map that shows this giant hot spot right over the center of the country. And it looks like there's still going to be some cooling zones, because believe it or not, here on the west coast, if you want a vacation, come here. Come to San Diego. If any, honestly, the weather here is pretty damn near ideal. It's in the 70s here. You can go enjoy the pool. There's virtually no mosquitoes, so you're not going to get bitten by anything. It's not humid, but just the right amount of humidity. The climate here is pretty near perfect. You can grow anything. That's why it's so damn expensive here, living here.
Well, there's a lack of water.
Yeah, water, but by the way, whenever you find tectonic plates, you always find water. Tectonic plates means there's tons of water, primary water, and we have Paul Power. I talked to him many times, but he missed to come on air, and I'm going to get the guys from Northwestern University. Wherever there's tectonic plates or fault lines, there's oceans of water under there. They drive earthquakes and volcanoes, and actually pulling the water out would cut the risk of major quakes happening.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. From For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To the top of your article today, and it shows up the two maps. The first map we see is a map of recent volcanism occurring along Central America, across the lower portion of the western coast of South America, the area of the south and east of India in the South China Sea region. There's quite a bit of activity there near Kamchatka, near Alaska, and off out in the Pacific Ocean as well. There's a bunch of earthquakes that have occurred in the ocean and volcanic, what we call upthrusts. Activity for seismic.
Yeah, I think it went down a little bit from last week, but it'll pick up again.
Yeah, now the next map is the ozone map, and you show that with a look at the poles, and you can see in color scale the number of total ozone Dobson units in that map, and we'll show that when we do the live stream after the show today. What does this all mean? What's going on in the north?
Yes, that's what I want to show you. We're looking straight down at the North Pole, and you'll notice that there's a blue blob right where the magnetic North Pole would be located. That is just above Siberia.
Right.
That's more than coincidental, I think. But they haven't made any comment about it.
Right.
There is an ozone hole, and it's over the North Magnetic Pole.
Right.
There's also an ozone hole that is over the Arctic Sea, just north of Russia. Greenland has a little one, and so does the upper tip of Canada. Now, if you look further down, In other words, you have to. I have trouble looking at this map. There is a where the Hudson Bay is. There's an ozone hole.
Right.
But where it's orange, that's where there's enough ozone. So
right.
we see enough ozone over Europe and over the northern part of the United States.
Yeah, the area you're talking about in the southern tip of Hudson Bay is in the Churchill Falls area. We call bear, you know, we call snow bear country, or polar bear. You see that blue area, that bluish light area? So in other words, that's an anomaly. You think, well, why in the southern area of the Hudson Bay area near Churchill Falls, Manitoba, we're seeing an ozone hole?
Well, that's why they're measuring it. They're trying to figure out what's happening to the stratosphere.
Right.
And they're producing these maps, and I'm sure that they're analyzing them. I'm just using them to tell people when they shouldn't be out in the sun.
Right. Now, people have to understand not only this giant hogweed out in Canada that people are warning that's out there in the northern United States, but we also are seeing photoactivation of drugs that people take. People go to their doctor, and their doctors are knuckleheads. There's no nice word for it. They're idiots. They don't understand when you give certain drugs, they're photoactivated, and even metabolites like biotoxins, like glyphosate, pesticides, in your bloodstream become photoactivated. But these natural toxins like hogweed, you get these seeds on you, and you're going to get badly burned. You know, there's a lot of danger out there. You could take a lot of our material and turn it into B-movies, I think. But unfortunately, it's real. But be prepared. Get your supplements now. Get yourself ready and prepped. And we'll do a program after the show, probably in a little over about an hour and a half from now. And sign up to live stream, and we'll be back in a moment with the firing line with host Michelle Eagle, my wife, and EC is the host for the most. She'll have your health questions and wellness questions and new announcements. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you, Ann. We'll talk to you in an hour and a half or so.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.